Hi, mini-beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mim.
And Michael.
Today we might see the pyramids in Egypt.
Take a rocket to the moon.
And meet Shakespeare. Are you ready, mini-beanies?
Let's go.
Hang those up over there in a group of three. You sang a song where? In the key of G?
No, she said bang those up there and shout wee.
Oh, wee! Hey!
You're welcome.
Sorry, Mim, there must have been some miscommunication.
Miscommunication?
Oh no, because Michael is a mister. Mr. Communication.
Just hang those balloons up quickly and quietly before Professor Know-It-All gets back. We have to get ready for his surprise birthday party.
Okay, we've got the balloons, the cake, the party hats. Are we forgetting everything?
A present!
Oh no!
Oh, I can't believe we forgot Professor Know-It-All's birthday present. There's basically no point having a birthday without a present.
Oh, okay, well, let's just find something really fast now. What could we give him from this room?
But this room is Professor Know-It-All's laboratory. He already owns everything in here.
Oh, no.
Well, what if we get him a metaphorical present, like an IOU or love?
That's what we got him last year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, well, what does Professor Know-It-All love?
Science?
Knowledge?
Spaghetti!
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Mim,
no,
are you okay?
No, 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 no.
What is happening to her?
Mim spiral.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, no, Michael, Michael, stay with me, Michael. We cannot all spiral at the same time.
Oh, no, no, no. Whoops, what's this?
Ooh, Professor Know-It-All's time machine. Okay, quick, get in. We can go back in time and get a present from before the birthday party.
Oh, okay. Just go.
No,
there's not many seats in here.
Make room for Mim. Make room for Mim. Enter ear.
Hey, buttons!
2490 BC.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no!
We're in Egypt.
Oh, no.
Cool.
Oh, maybe we could get Professor Know-It-All a present from Egypt. He likes Egypt, right?
Doesn't everyone? Wow, look at those huge pointy triangle buildings.
I wonder what they're called.
Well, 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 Beanies. Aren't you lucky I'm here? Those pointy triangle house buildings are called tri-buildings.
What's Michael doing?
He's doing his Professor Know-It-All impression.
Cool, keep going.
Tri-buildings to mimic the shape of their brain skulls, so they won't bump their noggins when they are passing when passing through the doors. Ha ha ha!
That was pretty good.
But I don't see any doors. Are you sure that's right?
Why, yes. Ha ha ha!
Why don't we ask someone else? Just in case. Excuse me. What's that?
Why, it's a pyramid built to house the bodies of the dead once they've been mummified. You know, mummies.
Oh, mummies.
Yes, yes, that's also correct. You see, mummies also have pointy triangle heads.
Hey, where are you guys going?
To see the mummy.
Oh, I bet the mummy will know a good present for Professor Know-It-All.
Yeah, mums know everything. Down here! That's better. Now we can see...
Shh! Oh, wow. Look at all these pictures on the walls.
Someone drew on the walls? That's not allowed.
Well... the pointy-headed people of Egypt actually drew on the walls to...
Shh! Wait! I think it is allowed. Look, it's all so neat and in rows. I wonder what it means.
I can't read it. There aren't any letters, just pictures.
Well, reading pictures is my specialty. Step back, beanies.
Stepping back.
Bird, bird, snake, fan, bird, bird...
zigzag line, beetle.
Well, I can't see any mums here to ask what to get Professor Know-It-All for a birthday present.
Me neither. Let's just leave them a note on the wall.
Good idea. Bird, bird, snake.
How about I'll do it? Beanies was here.
Nice.
Hey, it's the time machine. It's back.
Quick, let's get inside.
Enter year.
Oh, but we didn't get a present. We didn't get him a present from Egypt.
Well, let's go to another year and find a present there.
Yeah, and then we can go back to the present present.
Let's just get the first present and then we can worry about an extra present.
What?
What year? How about
1610? Ooh, we're in England.
You're right. Look over there. We're in England.
Laura, snap out of it.
What's that? People clapping?
Thank you.
They're not applauding you, Laura.
Aw, oh, man. Look, it's a funny circular theatre with no roof.
To be or not to be, that is the
line.
Question! I cannot work under these conditions.
Oh, yes. Whether it is...
Oh, dear, he looks sad.
Maybe we should try and cheer him up.
Definitely. Excuse me.
Doth what sound through yonder, Michael Brake?
Huh? Oh.
Funny.
All the world's a stage and I've lost it.
Lost what? Your glasses? We can help you find them.
No. It.
What is it?
I've lost it. No, Shakespeare.
It. And what is that?
No. I've got it. No, I've lost it again.
This is weird.
I've got it. Writer's block.
Oh no! Writer's block? Oh, don't cry.
Oh, please don't cry.
What a world.
If you cry, I'll start to...
Hey! It's okay!
He's crying as well! Shakespeare's crying!
No!
Shakespeare's crying!
Why don't you just read us what you've got so far?
Yeah, maybe we can help!
Yeah! And you know, what I find really helpful is to make a list of all the things that you have to do. And then at the bottom of the list, you write, make a list.
Another
and
list.
Then, look, you can check that thing off your list! Nice!
Okay. Today, I have to write the most famous play of all time.
And?
Make a list.
Yeah, and you've already done that!
I suppose I have.
Now, let's hear this play.
It's quite long.
Well, we haven't got all day. Just give us the gist of it.
The gist?
Yeah, you know, the key points.
Okay. Well, the gist is there is a guy called Romeo... and a girl called Juliet.
Love it.
And, well, they are in love.
Genius.
But they can't get married because their families don't like each other.
Ooh, drama.
So they get married in secret. And then I don't know how it ends.
Hmm.
How about they all end up red?
Ooh, or they all end up fed.
Or... they all end up bread.
Or they all end up dead.
The time machine, quick! Anyway, really great work. Just keep writing, you'll be okay. Bye!
Bye, Shakespeare.
Enter year.
Beanies, we didn't get a present again.
Let's try one more time.
What time?
Quarter past.
Quarter past what?
This freckle by a mole.
1969.
Whoa!
Where are we?
Who said that?
Hi, I'm Laura. What's your name?
How did you get in here?
Oh, what a lovely name. Nice to meet you. How'd you get in here?
No, my name is Neil. Look, I don't have time for this.
Oh, I was gonna say, how did you get in here? Is a strange name. I like Neil better.
prepare for takeoff.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
What's wrong?
That's my rocket. I'm gonna miss takeoff.
Quick, run! You can make it!
Okay. Actually, I can't. No, I can. No, I can't. Oh, I can. I won't make it. Maybe if I run. No. Ah!
Whoa!
Quick! Run!
No, 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 no. I can't do it.
Oh, what's wrong?
I can't fly to the moon. I'm too scared.
Well, it is nighttime all the time where the moon lives. That is scary.
No, I'm not scared of the dark. I'm scared to go in the rocket. I've never gone to the moon before.
Well, it is 1969. That checks out. No one's ever been to the moon before.
Exactly. It's new and scary. I don't want to go.
Well, when I get nervous or a bit scared to do something, I say the brave words.
What are the brave words?
Do you remember, Beanies? Let's say them together.
I am brave and I am strong.
I am kind and I belong.
Now you try.
I'm brave and strong. I'm kind of alone.
Good. It also helps if you're not hiding under a table.
Totally. You could even do a power pose. Like this.
Yep. See how Mim is standing like a superhero? Feet apart and hands on her hips. Chin up. Try it.
Oh, okay. I am brave and I am strong. I am kind and I belong.
Nice one!
10, 9.
Come on,
eight,
Neil, let's get you
seven,
to the rocket ship.
Okay.
5, 4, 3.
Bye, Neil!
Two,
I'll miss you!
1. You make rocket go boom now. Bye bye.
Oh, it's the time machine! Quick!
Oh, Professor, what are we going to do? Neil wants to come to the party. He's too busy. Enter year 2021. Oh no, we're back in Professor Know-It-All's laboratory and we didn't find him a present.
Ha, ha, ha. Hello, laboratory.
Surprise!
Oh, my word. My goodness. Balloons and streamers. Wowee.
Happy birthday, Professor.
Oh, thank you, Beanies. What a lovely party.
But, Professor, I'm really, really sorry, but we didn't get you a present.
Oh, sorry. We went back in time to try and get one, but we got distracted.
Yeah, we left a note for your mummy in Egypt.
And we helped some fancy guy write the greatest play of all time.
And we helped my new best friend Neil go on a rocket to the moon.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down, Beanies. Sounds like you had an amazing learning journey through time and learnt some amazing things. Why don't you tell me all about them? That would be a wonderful present because I love learning.
I don't think we learnt anything. We just met some people and staff.
Ha ha ha, Mim. Well, shall I tell you all about those things instead? Because you know what I love even more than learning? Teaching!
So, teaching us could be your birthday present?
Absolutely. And to make it extra fun, how about I teach it with a song?
A song?
Well, more a rap. Yo-yo diggity knowledge! Hit it!
Professor Know-It-All's here and he's spitting some rhymes. Here for all your knowing and for blowing some minds. I came up from nothing, not a thought in my head.
You study all day long.
Yeah, that's what they said. I worked hard, studied harder, cramming facts in my brain. When it comes to real knowledge, I'm the best in the game. If you're looking for some facts, then I'm here to play ball. That's why my mama called me Professor Know-It-All.
Professor Know-It-All.
Professor!
Cause he knows it all.
Ha ha! Pick a name, date, or place, and I'll give you the history. Cause to Professor Know-It-All, nothing's a mystery.
The man on the moon?
Well, it was Michael, Buzz, and Neil. Took a rocket to the sky. It Christmas 1969,
the 16th of July.
They took off in a blast and soared into the heavens. The mission that they went on was Apollo 11. They shot through space till the moon was in sight. Around 3 days was the length of the flight. They left the flag and their footprints on the moon to remind. It said, one small step for man.
Oh,
ooh, take it away.
Professor Know It All.
That's me.
Cause he knows it all.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, yeah, it all. Professor Know It All.
Pick a name, date, or place, and I'll give you the history. Cause to Professor Know It All, nothing's a mystery.
Ooh, the pyramids in Egypt.
Well, all over Egypt, you find the pyramids. There are over 100, but my knowledge ain't limited. The biggest ones in Giza, to the west of the Nile. Building waterfront tombs, they were dying in style. More than an elephant weighed each block. And just to show off, they made a cat-shaped rock. The nobles and the pharaohs were wrapped and mummified. That's the history of the pyramids.
Summarize. Yes, I know it all.
Ha ha.
Cause he knows it all.
Not even tired, let's keep going.
Ooh, yeah, it all.
Pick a name, date, or place, and I'll give it the history. Cause to Professor Know-It-All, nothing's a mystery. Come on, anything.
Oh, do the guy that wrote all those plays. Shakespeare.
So this is the guy who was a playwright and a poet. Born in Stratford-upon-Avon, in England.
Don't you know it?
His tragedies are sad and the comedies are fun. He wrote 37 plays and you've probably heard of one. There's Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet and Othello. Twelfth Night is the one where she dresses like a fellow. The man was a genius, known from sea to sea. And his most famous line is to be or not to be. Oh, hey. Oh, this is fun. I do.
Ooh, yeah, it all.
Professor Know It All. Oh, I love that tune. You put me to the test and I hope you can see. There ain't no know-it-all who knows as much as me. So if you need some knowledge, then you know who to call. The beaniest genius, Professor Know It All.
Wow, Professor.
That was
amazing.
And so fast. I missed what you said about the things and the stuff.
Yeah. Could you just go back over the bit about the stuff? Yeah. And maybe touch on the things too.
All right, beanies. But listen up. The pyramids are in Egypt. They are giant triangular buildings made from huge rocks. So huge, some of them weigh as much as an elephant.
Wow!
Pyramids are built as tombs for Egyptian royalty. In Egypt, a king was known as a pharaoh, and when they passed away, their body could be kept inside a pyramid.
Oh, cool!
What about the guy with the plays?
William Shakespeare is the world's most famous playwright and poet. He would write wonderful stories with elegant words.
Ooh!
He was born in Stratford-upon-Avon, which is in England. He was such a good writer that lots of phrases he created are still used today, like vanishing into thin air, or breaking the ice, or even wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Wow!
When you go to big school, you might even learn about his plays and read them.
Cool! Well, what about my new best friend, Neil?
Oh, yes. Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon in 1969. He flew a spaceship there, and his mission was called Apollo 11. When he arrived at the moon, he very famously said, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
Wow!
Now, do you think you can remember all that stuff?
Yes!
Yeah?
Where am I?
Shall we do a quiz?
Yes! Quizzes help us learn!
Welcome to Professor Know-It-All's quiz show, Wheel of Knowledge!
Yeah. MRTV!
Yeah.
MRTV!
From the pink bedroom at the Beanie House, we have Laura. She loves puppy dogs, glitter, and all things pink. Welcome, Laura.
Great to be here, Professor Know-It-All.
Hi, Mom.
And all the way from the playground is Mim. She loves painting, roller skating, and her special topic is anything to do with Mim. Mim!
Professor Noodle, I'm a huge fan. I love you so much. I watch your show every...
Last but not least, recently returning from eating a bowl of spaghetti is Michael. Michael enjoys well-placed fart humor, surfing at the beach, and forgetting things. Whoops. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Professor.
Test your buzzers!
Laura? Mim?
Mim!
Michael? Question 1. Where are the pyramids located? Laura?
Egypt.
Woohoo!
Well done. Question 2. What was Shakespeare's first name? Michael?
Romeo. No. Juliet. No. William.
Question 3. What did Neil Armstrong say when he landed on the moon?
Mim!
Mim!
One still simple for man is one giant leap for mankind.
Well done, beanies. Now this is for the big win. Whose birthday is it today?
Professor Know-It-All!
Sure is. Let's party!
Maybe you could make a pyramid out of Lego Duplo.
Or write a play like Shakespeare and perform it for your teddies.
Or help a new friend be brave and fly to the moon.
Bye, Meanie Beanies!
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.